We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
There's the chili peppers on the rock. You know, also it's tasty and delicious. That'd be Men's Room original sausage. It is absolutely incredible, man. And available at all kinds of new locations. Head to KISW.com. I know some of you have gone down to Engine 9, Engine House 9 in Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
They have the sausage down there. Ivers Acres of Clams. Beautiful location down on the water in downtown
awesome.
Seattle.
Great.
And, of course, at Uli's Famous Sausage, Pike Place Market.
So you that makes sense.
Stop in there, get a sandwich, pick up a pound or two, throw it on the grill. Quite simply, it is some of the best sausage you will ever taste. As Men's Room Original Red is infused in Uli's World Famous Sausage.
Let that sink in for a second. Take beer, mix it with sausage.
There
game
you
over.
Not only that, I mean, Uli's got world famous sausage. Men's Room is an award winning beer. So you put those in there and you think, oh man, what's
world
this
award winning?
Like? It's going to be some of the best sausage, quite simply, you've ever tasted. And a portion of the net proceeds from the sale of sausage benefit the VA and JBLM Fisher houses. We're telling you, get some, throw it on the grill. You won't be mad or disappointed at us in any way, shape, or form.
And I want you to remember how we do this. See, a lot of charities, they do a 5K run and. Like, I don't want to run. I don't want to get up at 7 in the morning and stand in the rain. I respect your charity, but, like, I don't want to have to do that. All we're saying is be a little gluttonous. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a beer. Eat a sausage. Do some good. We made doing good real easy, man.
Grab
you don't have to
some
run. You don't have to bring your dog. You don't have to wear any colors. Just be the gluttonous pig that we know you are.
Just bring stone ground mustard.
Do that, man.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, some mustard. Cook them up in the morning with your eggs.
All the details on Men's Room Original Sausage at KISW.com. All right, it's a random question. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of your calls right after these.
Now back to the Men's Room. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW.
Profile this coming up. Our contestants today and all this week playing for tickets to see Korn and Rob Zombie. We'll play the game formerly known as Black, White, Mexi, or Jew coming up at 5:08 right after the shot of the day. In the meantime, it is our random question.
Hello, Matt. Welcome random, to the men's room.
Random, hola.
Hola.
What's happening, Matt?
Not much. Enjoying the weather.
Okay. Yeah. That's a fact, man.
Laying out in the sun?
No.
All right, Matt. What did you see that you can't unsee? What did you see that you can't unsee? And if I recall correctly, you're about half blind anyway.
Yeah. Well, I could either go with the good thing, like some boobs, or something disturbing that I saw. What would you rather hear?
Well, you can't unsee it. I mean, hopefully if it's boobs, you'd want to see it again.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, my grandpa used to live with us, and I walked in on him while he was, like drying off himself in the shower, but like flossing himself through his crotch, like
yeah, he had the towel both ways, yeah. Going both sides. That's an old move, man. That's an old standard.
That does
move.
Seem like something maybe you saw. I mean, like you say this, and I don't know that I ever saw it, but for some reason that idea does not seem alien.
Do the towel on the back thing when you're drying your back? I do that, but yeah. I don't do the in between the legs.
I'll do my entire head though, man. You know, since I'm bald, so like I kind of start right at the Aunt Jemima, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. And you just go down.
A-Rod was using his bat to scratch his Johnson this weekend.
Oh, man. And, what the heck was he doing?
In Boston.
He's getting after it. Really
was it raining that much?
I don't know. He's drying that bat off. I don't know which one, but yeah, he was.
That's the only dry part of
I
his
saw
body.
Somebody loop that thing on a GIF. It was just hilarious.
Yeah. He's got the bat between his crotch.
Well, you know, I mean, I saw my grandfather naked a lot. It is what it is. They just walk around naked. Yeah, well, if you go, I mean, one bedroom one bathroom in a home. You know, if somebody's taking a bath or something growing up, I mean, I swear to God, it would be like if you had to use the bathroom, you could walk into the bathroom and your grandfather was in there taking a bath or your grandmother or anyone else because it was just
then
where you
just
had to use
the
bathroom.
Door.
They didn't care. That's what I'm saying. Like back then, it was just like, you know, oh, come on in. I'm just taking a bath. You can
but
use
is that
the
a back then thing? I mean, you guys are the same age and Thrill doesn't seem to have that going on in his family.
And again,
no, I don't know.
The grandparents' house, it was one bedroom. Actually, it was two, but they converted the garage to their master bedroom and one bathroom for sure. You knew you You did not want to follow my grandmother in the bathroom.
No.
I will leave it
you
at
never
that,
do.
Man.
You never
grandfather
do.
Not nearly as bad as my grandmother. I mean, if she went in there and blew it up, dude, she blew it up. But, I mean, I never saw him naked. And to be honest with you, I am so deeply thankful for that. I don't even know where to begin.
I think, well...
Lovely people never wanted to see
him
naked.
And my other grandfather, he was the one who would take me to, like, I don't know, he belonged to a golf club.
All right.
So he would take me to the golf club, and sometimes he would just drop me off at the pool, like, here, kid, swim all day. Or sometimes
they have lifeguards.
But if you played golf with him, if you played tennis with him, any of those things, you always had to go down to the clubhouse and take a shower. So it doesn't matter if you're 6 years old or 7 years old. You know, like, in the end of the day, you were down there with, like, 50, you know, naked older men talking business in the shower. And that's just kind of
how business gets done, Miles.
I mean, nobody was wearing clothes.
You think CEOs wear clothes when they talk to you? They could be in a boardroom. I'm telling you, they draw the shades, they strip naked. Didn't you say when you were, was it high school, elementary school? I think you took one of your gym teachers.
Oh, he took her with a clipboard.
Wanted to see you guys naked as much as he possibly could.
Mr. Munchin. That was his name.
Almighty.
Mr. Munchin.
Jesus.
Mr. Munchin had a Jerry Curl tight afro that he kept very, very cropped. And he looked like...
A gym teacher.
God, no. I'm trying to remember. Who's the guy with the real thick eyebrows that always is on Best in Show and all that stuff? Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy. Yeah.
He kind of looked like him. And he would sit there with a clipboard. And
he's a funny comedian, but he's creepy.
And the weird thing about it was...
Yeah, picture that guy in gym shorts staring at you naked.
He would always lick his fingers before he wrote anything down. So, like, he'd always... Montgomery, you showing? All right, yeah, I see that. Right. You just, like, you get extra credit. So there were a lot of kids that, you know, that he would give a B to, but if they showered, they get up to an A.
Wow, man. If I see you naked, you get an A?
I never found out anything else about him. Like, if he ever got busted or if he ever...
My gym class was the opposite of that. You got an A unless you didn't wear the correct uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you wore the right clothes.
Reason we asked, what did you see that you can't unsee? A Chesterfield woman is preparing to celebrate her 100th birthday in a very unusual way. Some asked her what she wanted to do for her 100th birthday, and she said she wanted to do a pole dance. And she no sooner said, I don't know why I said that, and then the rest of us said, we don't know why you said that either, Grandma. We didn't even knew you knew about pole dancing. At nearly 100 years old, Beatrice is in great health and does not require daily medication. She says, I go to the beauty parlor every week, have my hair done.
They're not magicians.
And then during the week, someone does it for me. How much wine? Oh, about a glass or so a day. Used to be two glasses, but she wanted to go and dance on a pole. We've worked it out, and we're going to set up a pole for her, and she's going to do a pole dance. Very tastefully dressed, not in the leopard print leotard that she suggested.
Wow.
But she will stand up by the pole because that is her dream. So she went up there on her 100th birthday and did a pole dance.
Like, I keep picturing it, and it I did not see it.
What if you had to pay a cover?
Image.
And they said, look, man.
How mad would you
be? There's a 100-year-old woman, and she's going to dance on a
Beatrice!
Beatrice is coming out. It's $5 cover. I'm sorry, man. You got to pay.
Like, see, if she goes by the name Beatrice, you know you don't want to see her.
Now, I think you got to go.
To the main stage.
Everybody's been to a strip club. Well, $5, I'm in.
Okay.
Everybody's been to a strip club. But, like, you've been to a strip club and seen a 100-year-old lady dancing?
You know, I have. That's a good point.
Random.
Best $5
random,
I haven't spent.
Yeah.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola. How are you, sir? We're doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just got off a little bit ago from work, and I get to head home and relax.
Okay, very good, man.
What does relaxing entail? Is that a cocktail? Is that chilling with the kids? What?
Honestly, tonight I think it's going to be have a beer and then have a little fun later tonight with the girl.
All right. Done. Okay.
All right.
Let's go with this question. Who would you say in your lifetime has been one of your bigger influences? Coach, teacher, maybe your father, someone you look up to?
Cartoon character?
Yeah, could be anybody. Captain America?
Well, my kid's all about Captain America. I'm goddamn
that's actually a tough one. I think I'd have to go with my dad and my stepmom. They raised me right from... At least what I can see. I mean, I see a lot of my...
Would we agree with you? I mean, it's fine for you to say they raised you right, but, like, if we met you, would we agree with that or say, we got a few places that went wrong?
I think you might agree with that, to be honest.
Okay, all right. How do you feel that they raised you right? Like, what's your general moral compass?
Well, I mean, just do the right thing. And I see a lot of people that I grew up with going down the wrong roads, and, you know, I've done the right thing. and it's paid off for me a lot.
Well, okay. It sounds like you're going to have sex tonight.
Yeah, I'm definitely having sex tonight.
Okay. Monday, not a normal night for you to have sex?
On a regular basis, yeah.
All right, I like that.
What about during football season? Does that still hold true, or are you a football fan enough where you push it to Tuesday, maybe?
It all depends. I mean, if I'm too tired, I'm going to be like, listen, you got to go home. I got to get up for work. But most of the time, I can get it in pretty regularly.
I like the fact that you could just tell them to go to home.
Right.
You can go home. I don't need you here unless we're having sex.
It's not like that. It's just the fact that, you know, I got to get up early in the morning.
I hear you.
I'm not going to have sex with
you. No, I get it. I like the idea.
You can't possibly resist me.
I like the idea of regular Monday sex. Monday is just a ho-hum day most of the time anyway. So
well, it's definitely a ho-hum day for him.
Yeah,
man.
Spice it up with a little something extra. Like, oh, Monday. Like, no, man, I'm going to go home and get laid.
Somebody has a case of the Monday. Those are called STD.
Mondays generally always suck. But I will say, that's probably the greatest feeling of getting off work of any day of the week. Like, when Monday's over, you're just like, all right, Monday's over.
Got it done. Now I'm going to go home and have sex. The reason we asked, who would you say has been your biggest influence? There's a 43-year-old guy named Mark Miller, and he has been living in a nudist colony about 30 miles north of Phoenix, Arizona. Mark is, though, in fact, and, you know, this is not any reflection on nudists or anything like that, but this guy is a complete scumbag. He just got busted for child pornography, and when the cop asked him why he was downloading the photos, he said he got into it after he saw Jared Fogle get arrested last year.
Come on.
To be clear, he wasn't just researching child pornography for academic reasons or something. He was downloading the photos and sharing them. Apparently, he didn't molest anyone like Jared, but he's facing charges for sexual exploitation of a minor. Yeah, but when they asked him why he was doing all that, he said, Jared Fogle.
He got arrested.
Just like Jared Fogle.
That's a good idea. Look how popular he's become. That must be a good idea.
Well, it worked out great for him.
Doing that.
Random, random, random. Like, come on, man. Did you hear a positive thing about Jared once? And you said to yourself, man, you know what? Things are getting better for this guy. Let me go do that.
I mean, it's almost a good thing that pedophiles have poor excuses.
Sure.
Yeah. You know?
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vitola.
Hola.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing okay, man.
All
Kelly,
right,
let's see here. Do you consider yourself a part of any group or a part of any kind of clique or anything like that?
Actually, I've never been, like, the cliquey part. Maybe, like, in high school, I was, like, the outcast clique. I tended to collect people that were new to my school, and we all became really close friends because I couldn't stand anybody that I went to school with.
Well, sometimes it's a different situation. Like in Mike Hawk's case, Mike Hawk is from Enumclaw. Somebody from the middle of Europe, or I don't know where they were in England or wherever the hell they were, gave Enumclaw a very bad name. It has nothing to do with Enumclaw at all. It's the town is the
but
town.
But now that we've heard of it, and then you put a horse as a statue for
so
God's
Kelly,
sakes.
Our question, the way we're phrasing it is, who made your people look bad? Now, I'm from West Virginia, so I can, any survey that comes out, whether it's about the number of teeth, average
and
adult
you make
has,
them all look very bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could claim that I'm an upstate New Yorker. And the people that make us look bad, I think, are like hicks, like rednecks.
What part of upstate New York?
It's near Rochester, but it's like 60 minutes away, a small town mostly filled with like Amish people.
What is it called?
Amishville.
What's it called?
Penyon.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Webster. Part of my years in Webster, New York, right outside of Rochester. And I will say, in the time that we lived there, to corroborate what you're saying, the guy that lived about half a mile down the street, and this is no lie, he was the head of the clan for the Webster chapter. They have the wizard, the cyclops, the dragon, the goofies, whatever they got. But he was the guy in charge of our town. And he lived half a block away. Wonderful fella. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful fella. And all I wanted to do was have sex with his daughter. I never did.
Right.
But I wanted to. Not because he was a Klan guy, but because she was hot. Him being a Klan guy just would have been the cherry on the cake.
Kelly, anytime you get about a half an hour or less sometimes out of a major metropolitan area, it starts, that begins very quickly. I don't think that's just upstate New York. I think that's all places.
Yeah, and it's not like a gradual. It's just like,
oh, no,
boom.
It's bang.
There's people who want to live alone and away for a reason. And that's if that's they need their property or they need whatever they need, but they definitely don't need people around.
Because yeah, these people aren't necessarily sparse, man. Like where we live there, fairly dense amount of housing. There were just 50%, you know, absolute hit, 50% decent. But I will say this, whatever you've heard about Baltimore City, think about what you know about Baltimore City, the Wire, the riots. There was a pocket, it's not as bad now, but Miles, you'll attest to this. There was a pocket dead center of the city that the Klan could have opened up shop.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean, in the middle of that city, it was the craziest thing I'd ever
this
seen.
This is a true story that happened in Baltimore. As far as I know, it's a true story. But there was a case where in this area, in Baltimore, is Baltimore City, man. There was a public pool in Hamden, and the lifeguard one year was black.
Oh, yeah.
And they ran his ass out.
No, that's true.
They ran his ass out of the pool.
My buddy Leon and I got chased. And again, you're in Baltimore.
This is Baltimore City, the Wire.
And I don't understand how this works. And I've only seen this in Baltimore as far as this goes. And maybe I'm wrong, but predominantly a black city. And Hamden had a little bit of separation, but there was a point where you could just walk across the street. You're in Hamden, or you walk across the street and you're not. And if you were a black dude and walked across the street in Hamden, I mean, at the border, man, dudes chase you. We got chased. And it's like Dukes of Hazzard. This is the middle of Baltimore City, and we get chased through streets and alleys, me and this dude Leon, hauling ass by a group of guys in a pickup truck.
And that's
like it's like Dukes of Hazzard, but it's the middle of the city where the Wire exists.
I used to do a morning show, and the studios were right beside the 7-Eleven in downtown Hamden, and because it was the morning, sometimes I'd get in at 3 a.m. to start my job. There's nothing more surreal in your life than walking into a Hamden 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning, getting a cup of coffee, and just looking around to see what's going on, man. It's like rolling the dice on your life. It's like, do I get this coffee or do I die?
Or get an STD.
And then you go, man, the coffee's more important. You know what I mean? And it's like you got to open up all those individual creamers, and it takes so much time. You're like, get me out of here. Can't they just have a creamer?
The
reason we asked who made your people look bad. Likening Ted Cruz to Lucifer in the flesh is deeply unfair to the Dark One, according to annoyed Satanists. This after John Boehner made the comparison, adding that he never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch. The Satanic Temple was quick to distance itself from Cruz. Cruz's failures of reason, compassion, decency, and humanity are products of his Christian pandering, if not an actual Christian faith. It grows tedious when pedophile priests and loathsome politicians are conveniently dismissed as satanic, even as they spew biblical verse and prostrate themselves across the cross. Recruiting the Christian faithful, Satanists will have nothing to do with any of them. So, yes, the Satanists were upset that John Boehner said that Ted Cruz was, in fact, Lucifer.
Well, easy!
Because they're like, Lucifer is not this
first
bad,
doing a thing.
Bad of a person.
He serves a purpose.
Yeah.
He has to be there for this to matter,
but
right?
You're insulting
like, come on
Satan
now.
By comparing him to Ted Cruz. This from the Satanists.
You know, it's, I mean, it's awesome. Like, God damn. Hey, man, you insulted Satan. You compared him to Ted Cruz? Them's his fighting words.
I don't know if he's even Satan.
Pissed off.
Like, did you see that video? Yeah, did you see that video of Carly Fiorina or whatever?
Falling.
Yeah, and he just, he doesn't really react.
He just stands there.
He just walks out.
Wait,
like,
how
starts
far
giving
does she
speech.
Fall? What happens?
Oh, she completely collapses.
She falls off the front of the stage. No, like, she introduces his wife, his daughter, him, and then with her back towards the crowd, she just disappears. But he just walks out like
he doesn't do anything.
He looked like he turned to shake some hands and like she just vanishes. I wasn't that. I don't think it was that long of a fall, but right, she definitely still disappeared just because of the camera angle. Yeah. And he's just shaking hands and like doesn't really realize she's there. And Heidi's kind of like, oh crap, and okay, so he just kind of starts waving to the crowd.
Hey everybody!
And then the other one is when they're trying to hold hands. And they like do like four different positions, and it's like, look.
Maybe they're trying to appeal to the black voter.
Well,
you know?
Well, they should just hold up their hands. It just looked awful. It looked like she was like, "Don't touch me, you creep."
Oh come on, man! Wouldn't you be thinking that?
I'll
be running
exactly with you.
Do not touch me. Random. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
What's happening, Keith?
Keith, your phone is horrible.
Is it for real?
Oh, there we go. It's a little bit better.
All right. Keith, have you led a straight and narrow life, or have you taken a turn here or there?
Turn around. You name it.
What was that now?
Well, name it.
All right, Keith.
Hey, we'll get back to it.
He's done. Sorry, Keith.
Hello, Mariah. Welcome to the men's room.
Here we go again. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Mariah. How are you today?
I am doing great.
You're doing great? What do you do for a living?
I do military funeral honors full time.
Wow. Military funeral honors?
Yes.
Wow. What does that entail? Like, what is your duty with that?
Well, I'm the lowest ranking person on the team right now. So I just help hold the flag, and occasionally I get to present the flag or wrap the next pin.
Can you make a really mean paper football?
I haven't tried.
You should.
Oh, come on, man.
It's the same exact folding technique.
It is. So I'll have to try that.
Yeah, you should. Because, I mean, if you can fold a flag, you can make a kick-ass paper football. If you really know how to fold a flag the correct way.
You know how to fold a flag the correct
Absolutely.
Way? Really?
Yeah, I don't. I used to have to take it up and...
I think she knows. She's in the honor guard for in the military.
But she doesn't know about the paper flag world.
Well, obviously. No, it's 2016.
Okay.
Kids have real games. They grew, she probably grew up with like a gaming system. She doesn't need a paper football.
Start a fire with two sticks.
I think paper football is one of the best games a kid could ever play.
At a woolly mammoth.
All right, here's your question. When
I think it's the stick and the hoop. Push that hoop or that ring down the street.
You ever played with a slinky?
Let's go with this one. When did you just have to have sex immediately? Like right then and there?
So my fiance is also in the military, and he joined before me. And when he got home from his advanced individual training to learn his job...
How long was that?
Him up from... this was almost 4 years ago now.
But how long was the training? Like, how long was he away from you?
He was gone for about 2.5 months.
Okay. Oh. All right.
So when I picked him up from SeaTac, and we were on our way home, and we just couldn't make it home. We had to pull over the car because it had just been too long. I was wearing, like, a nice short little dress and everything.
Oh, dude. Well, right. You made it easy. And all he's thinking, like, there's a juicy fruit under that
dress. Where did you pull over? What, did you just pull into, like, a Walgreens parking lot, or what happened?
We made it most of the way home. We actually had to stop at the drive-in movie theater in Shelton. And we just, like, stopped in their driveway.
And just got it on.
Yes.
Most of the time when that happens, the movie's playing and it's nighttime, right? I mean?
No, the movie was over by that time. It was almost, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
You had to know this. You were not going to make it home, right? I mean, that's why you have the dress and all that.
Yes. I was aware.
And then did you have more sex once you got home?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a perfect answer to the perfect question.
Yeah, that answers that.
When did you have to have sex immediately? That was the explanation a tipsy Glenn Mackay offered police Sunday morning when Ohio cops found him and a woman naked and passed out inside a Jeep parked outside an apartment complex. After spotting Mackay's car in a handicapped parking space running with the lights on at 2:15, two patrolmen approached the 2000 Grand Cherokee. Inside, cops spotted the 27-year-old Mackay, who was naked from the waist down, lying on top of a completely naked female in the passenger seat. As noted in a police report, both the male and the female were sleeping and passed out. Mackay and McCulthy apparently were at a nearby sports bar until last call forced a relocation. After cops awoke the guy, he was asked why he was parked outside a residence where he did not live. Mackay replied that when the mood hits, you have to find a place to park. Reported officers who added that Mackay smelled of alcohol and was wobbly on his feet and had slow speech. While Mackay succeeded in waking his companion, one Shannon, she refused police hands.
just one name.
Shannon. To get dressed and continued laying completely naked in the passenger seat. She reportedly cussed the cops and told them she didn't have to put her clothes on if she didn't want to. When a female cop arrived at the scene, Shannon, finally followed orders to get dressed, but she refused to provide cops their name or ID. Most of what she said was not understandable and made no sense because of her intoxicated state. Mackay was arrested for drunk driving and placed into a rear patrol car where he then began banging on the windows with his head. He was also subsequently arrested and put into a second squad car where he began once again banging her head on his window.
Of course.
They're scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, good times all the way around.
Hold on, you got the mugshot of them?
I do.
I'm taking a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like that's exactly what would happen? Or
pretty much.
Are we surprised?
I just like the fact that the cops kept telling her to get dressed and she refused. I can be naked if I want.
You know what? No, they look exactly like the couple you'd expect.
Yeah, that left the bar at last call and had to pull over right away.
Coming up on the program, the return of your guess is as good as mine.
I'll give his drunk ass credit. At least he came up with an excuse.
And you
like
believe
right
him
there.
When the moment hits,
it doesn't justify, but you go like, fair enough.
Right. And basically, if he had taken the keys out, he would have been all right.
Well, the car was running with the lights on.
That's the crazy thing. Because, I mean, in the end, it's good he wasn't driving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want drunk people parking in front of my home, but it's still better than than them on the road.
You know, yeah. The shocks are making all sorts of noise, too.
I mean, it sounds like they basically decided to have sex, pulled over, and fell asleep.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine coming up today. The choices in the categories death and sex. We will take a quick break. Come back with more of the Random Question right after these.
The Men's Room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW.
All right, coming up, we'll drink it till it's a shot of the day on the way. Also, Men's Room rules after our Random Question. Steve, who is next on the line?
He says his name is David. Hello, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
David, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. What do you do for a living there?
I work in investment finance.
Yeah. Investment finance.
All right.
Investment finance.
Just like Dean Witter.
Yep.
Okay. And you make a lot of money?
Do all right.
Do you have an old that guy, kind of like when you walk in, like, for home, life, and health?
Investment
finance. Nothing like that?
No, not quite. Right. I work for a private group. So.
Do you give out Grey Poupon?
That's it. That's all I give out.
Yeah, I would do that. You know what I mean? Because that just makes sense. Like, here, man, I do well. Here's some Grey Poupon. That's what I hand out for my Christmas gift.
I'm a Stone Ground guy.
Oh, well, excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Here is your random question. Anything ironic ever happened to you? Like, I don't know, losing $20,000 in the stock market.
Yeah, you're a finance guy. You go to Vegas and lost your house.
Anything ironic ever happened to you?
Is that ironic? That's just bad luck.
It is.
If you lost it on, like, the company you work for, then I think it'd be ironic.
If I lose it, it's not ironic because I'm just an idiot on the radio. Yeah. If he loses it, it's ironic because that's
what
he does.
All right, my bad.
Yeah. You work in finance, you got $50,000.
You should be able to get a little bit of a deal. So what do you think is the most ironic thing that ever happened to you?
Not work-related. I don't know if you really want to call it ironic, but a couple of years ago, I decided to go help out a friend's soccer team. I played pretty competitively. I play semi-pro, and one of my buddies asked me to come play for his little co-ed team over in Marymore Park, and it's a really low level, not a lot of people that have played before, and so I'm goofing around and playing a goalie, and I go out and make a save, and I get bumped into, and I get my leg just snapped clean in half.
You're kidding me.
Jeez.
Yeah, so the ringer out on the field, the guy that knows what he was doing, I got my cleat stuck in the turf, some guy slammed into me, and I fell, and my foot stayed standing, but my whole body fell over sideways.
And you shouldn't even be in goalie. I guess you're doing him a favor instead of playing striker or something, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
Damn, brutal. Man. How bad did that hurt?
Well, I mean, It was the sound at first that really got me, because it was the three consecutive pops, because it broke in three places.
What would you compare it to? Is it like breaking a peanut shell, or?
No, it was like, you remember those little, like, kind of half Super Bowl toys? You'd flip upside down, they pop and jump up in the air.
Sure.
Getting out of quarter machines. Kind of like that three times, but then I guess what's worse, and I guess a little bit down the line, it's ironic, but you fast forward to the hospital after I'm coming out of surgery, getting it repaired, and I've been dealing with just, kind of average older, hospital staff the whole time. And then as soon as it comes time for them to try and get me to go pee after surgery, she's probably the most beautiful nurse I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man, they're so good looking. They give you that Tupperware thing to pee into that has the curved top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came up to me with it. And she says, listen, like, your bladder's distended. You've had a lot of fluid. You should really be using the bathroom. And I said, okay, I'll try. And so she pulls the pants down and puts the little plastic thing right on me. And now I definitely can't go. She's just sitting there holding it.
And I had the same thing happen to me. I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely will. I woke up, man. I mean, she, like, that's what I woke up to. I was kind of, she's like, stand up. You know what I mean? My pants are down. She puts it in the hole, and I'm like, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
What is going on right now?
I've dreamed of this day.
This is great. I'm peeing in Tupperware.
I'm performance anxiety. And so she goes, listen, like, if you can't get this done, you're going to get a catheter. And I was freaking out. Yeah, it was terrible.
What level of soccer did you get to?
So I still play. I play semi-pro indoor.
I was going to ask, could you play indoor soccer, man? Could you do that?
Yeah, I still play. So that was probably 2012 was the break, and I just wrapped up my first season with this new semi-pro team. We play up in Snohomish, but we play against, like, the Tacoma Stars reserve team.
All right. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Reason we asked, anything ironic ever happened to you?
I kicked a soccer ball yesterday, hit a girl in the face.
Did you?
Every time you kick one, you hit somebody in the face.
This
is my point.
What's your problem?
So the first time, it's like a year and a half ago, my son's doing, like, the little kid soccer, but they weren't official soccer balls because the kids are small. So it's these light, rubbery things. But when you kick them, as an adult, Like they fly up in the air and they always like bang to one side or the other. I'm left footed, so the thing bangs to the left, and there's a guy holding his son, who's also in my son's class, pops his kid right in the face. Doesn't crush him because it's not a legitimate soccer ball, but the guy's holding his kid. So I'm like, hey man, my bad, I'm sorry. He's like, it's cool. About 20 minutes later, you're kicking around the kids, send it over my son's head, hits the same effing kid in the face. But this time, the father's not holding, but the father gives me the look. Then I'm sure I would give a father the look, but I'm like, this guy's going to come over and beat my ass, and this is an honest mistake. So yesterday, there's a six-year-old's birthday party. I'm there. They pull out the soccer ball. We're kicking it around. This little girl had just gotten there. So I'm like, hey, you want to play? She's like, yeah. So I go to kick it back to the birthday boy. But somehow it whips around, and I mean, dude, it nails her dead in the face. Just poof. So I'm like, oh, man, are you all right? And she was tough, man. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, man, oh, man, I'm going to stop kicking the soccer.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is
just stop towing it.
Dude, I don't
know. You got to open your foot up, man.
Fine, Ted. Where were you yesterday? Dude, this thing, I mean, and I bashed her in the face. So to make it even worse, about 10 minutes later, I'm now sitting down. And there's another father there, and he's kicking the soccer ball to kids. But when I turn around to look at him, like the little kid lobs the ball up in the air. This dude, and he's about my age, catches it on his chest, right? Bounces it off his knee, kicks it to the side foot, kicks it to the other foot, and then kicks it back to the feet of the birthday kid. And I'm like, you can do that. I kicked that little chick in the face with a soccer ball, bro.
Used to make fun of people doing hacky sacks. See the skills?
Oh, dude, he was...
Later in life?
It was insane.
You can impress people at six-year-old birthday parties.
Not me.
Reason we asked anything
you
ironic
kick
ever
a soccer
happened
ball
to you.
And still make fun of people that play hacky sack.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Matthew Nestor. He's a podiatrist on Long Island in New York. Very, very successful.
Long Island.
And on Wednesday, he was treating a 77-year-old retired New York City police officer. So naturally, the cop was showing Dr. Nestor his gun when it accidentally fired. The bullet went through the cop's thigh and, yes, into Nestor's foot. So we hope he knows a good podiatrist. But anyway, the police are investigating. No charges have been filed. Fortunately, neither of the guy's injuries are life-threatening. Cop goes to podiatrist. Cop shoots a podiatrist through the foot.
You should be glad he wasn't a proctologist.
Random.
Hello, Patrick.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Patrick, are you have you been a little crazy back in the day, or have you been a straight and narrow kind of guy?
I'm door number one. I've been crazy.
All right.
How old are you?
39.
Okay. Right.
Patrick, I've been waiting for you for this question. Why were you at the police station? Why were
pick
you at
one.
The police station? What's that?
Pick one.
Well, which one would you like to tell us?
Oh, man.
How many do you have to tell? How about most recently? Why were you there most recently?
Oh, God, that was like 12 years ago. Oh, God, man. Like, my DUI, I guess. I don't know. Oh, you know what?
I don't know which time that was, man.
Oh, no. You know what? I was actually convicted, like, my DUI. I got a DUI, and then it was actually on the day that the 9/11 towers hit. That was my court date for my DUI.
So did you still get convicted, or did they get distracted?
Oh, I got convicted.
All right.
This but is no, a terrible like, day in America. Hey, Patrick, your ass is going to jail, my friend.
Well, no, it was like I set my alarm on September 11th, you know, and it was like my radio at the time was set, like the alarm clock was set for the radio.
All right.
And I woke up hearing, this is not a movie, this is really happening. That's what I woke up to.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
And your day somehow got worse from there.
Why else were you in the police station before that?
Because I got a DUI.
So, but before that, though?
What are you talking about,
man? Let's start here. How many DUIs do you have?
One.
Okay.
All right. So you've only been to the police station technically one time.
No.
Why else have you been there?
Possession of marijuana. FTA for not showing up for court.
All right. Failure to appear.
Yep.
And what should you have appeared in court for?
Well, got picked up for a warrant. Every time I showed up for court, I never actually showed up. I just got picked up for a warrant and showed up for court.
But what was the warrant for?
FTAs, man.
So failure to appear.
Why were you supposed to appear?
Why were you supposed to appear, Patrick? Like, what did you do
in the first place?
He says that goddamn DUI.
Listen.
I'm calling him. I cannot take this.
Well, because I got the tickets.
All right.
I just said I don't want to show up.
Okay. What kind of tickets did you get?
DUI and possession of marijuana.
Okay.
Oh, look
out for that. All right.
Just hit it. Hit the gong.
All right.
Hit that goddamn gong. Jesus Christ.
Sounds like he caused himself a lot more trouble than he was actually getting in.
Mm-hmm.
That is, wow. Were we asking difficult questions?
Apparently. Why were you at the police station?
It started with, Miles said, when was the last time you were at the police station? What time?
Right.
I'm there all the time. All right. The last time. Mm-hmm. DUI. Time before that. DUI. And then...
like, told you, DUI.
Right? Like, don't say it like that. Like, you're in and out all the time.
I felt like he had possession once in a Dewey, and he's been in court for, like, 20 years.
Right, exactly. He made a couple poor mistakes when he was, like, 20, in his early 20s, and he still paid for it.
For 2 decades.
We go to Toulouse, France. Toulouse. No one to stop us now. A 45-year-old woman in Toulouse, France, got her hands on a whole bunch of cocaine last week. But she wanted to make sure it was pure before she sold it to people, because she was afraid that any of her friends or possible people might die.
Okay.
So she decided to get her cocaine tested at the police station.
Not okay.
They decided not to test her cocaine for her.
Really?
And arrested her instead.
You know, listen, you guys didn't even test the cocaine, so what if, in fact, she's right and it wasn't cocaine at all, it's just sugar?
She should have gone to Portugal.
Random, 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 yeah. Random, random.
Hello, Richard. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Random, random,
hola.
Random.
Hola.
Random. How are you, Richard?
Doing good.
All right. You work today?
Yeah, actually just pulled back into the warehouse.
Okay. How many days a week you work, man?
5 usually, but now we're getting to our busy season, so it's probably going to be... It was 12 hours, 14 hours a day.
You're kidding me. Shoot. How long does that stretch last for?
3 months.
And if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
I work for a really cool patio furniture spa.
Ah,
store.
Okay.
So this is the
that
season.
That would explain it. All right.
So what do you do? Do you go in and put do you put the patios in? Do you do landscaping or what?
It's usually a majority of it's like patio tables, chairs, umbrellas, and then... you get your occasional fire pits, stuff like that.
How sad and how slow is business during the winter? I mean, like in Christmas time, January, February.
Well, in wintertime, we also do stoves and stuff, so it's kind of a year-round thing.
Okay, so you have to put all this furniture together and deliver it to the homes? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I'm also one of the product builders in the warehouse, so some of the assembling stuff I do, and then I deliver the product as well.
Okay, so how many hours do you think you're going to make it in a week here when all the things start heating up?
Oh, it would probably be 75 to 90 hours a week.
Damn. Okay, man. That's working hard, brother. That really is. That was your question, by the way. We just want to know how much you work and how often you work. Do you get any time off at all? Do you take vacation?
I've been with the company just over a year now, so I got my paid vacation coming up, and got a group of about 10 of us going camping this summer.
Do you have nice patio furniture when you go camping?
No. We bring a lot of games and a lot of extra stuff. We don't really bring any furniture with us.
Do you have a nice grill in your backyard?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nice for me. It does the trick.
Yeah, I mean, I figured you could, like, I don't know, something like dented, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you'd be able to get, like, a deal back there on, like, a Weber or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly what I have is a Weber.
Okay.
You ever take, like, a sharp turn knowing you'll dent something just so you can get it at a better cost?
Like this big green egg.
I'm not saying I would do that. But it might cross my mind. Slam on the brakes a lot.
Oh, there's so many different things. You know, stuff gets damaged. It's got to come back to the store, get damaged out. It's,
my favorite. Do you guys sell the fireplace that looks like if I don't have a fireplace in my house, I can just put one up against the wall, bam, got a fireplace heater.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's pretty stylish. You know what I mean? You move into a condo, you're like, no fireplace. Yeah. Boom.
Orange light bulb in there?
Fireplace. Mm-hmm. The reason we ask how many days a week do you work or how many hours or whatever it is, Venezuela, they just cut its work week once again. And not because someone has changed anything too much. Earlier this month, the president, he gave Fridays off to the public sector to minimize power usage in the ongoing energy crisis. Now they've announced those same workers, numbering about 2 million, will also take Wednesday and Thursdays off as well. Effectively, in Venezuela, creating a 2-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no work in the public sector on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, except for fundamental and necessary tasks.
You know so what else they're doing right now?
You work for the hospital, you got to go to work.
He just had to update today, the Venezuelan president.
Okay.
So they've been doing the rolling black. They're having an energy crisis because the oil prices have plummeted. That's how they make the money. So that's kind of the situation they're in. So he started doing rolling blackouts. They changed their time zone. Everyone had to set their clock a half hour ahead because he's like, look, the sun
energy.
Is out. They're trying to use as little energy as possible. So right now, Venezuela is 30 minutes ahead of where it was. Should they get through this crisis, then they'll just go back 30 minutes to where they used to be.
But they're on a two-day work week.
Two-day work week, 30 minutes ahead.
And I want to say their gas is about 10 cents a gallon.
It costs nothing.
No, it's unbelievable.
That's why I fill up in Venezuela.
Random question. We've got your emails on the way from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Still to come as well. We've got Men's Room rules, and your guess is as good as mine. It's Miles and Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.